I believe we are indeed ready.
Awesome. That was fast.
That was fast, just like you and Saturday night.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
I'll try to play it off like you're a good Christian woman.
All right, let's see here. Okay, Christian woman.
Are you okay?
I could have slept like 40 more minutes, but... Okay, we ready?
We are ready.
Awesome. Hi, this is Ricky and Julian, and we're the hosts of the Foul Monkeys podcast. We're live here on Pride 48 every Sunday.
Please join us and over 30 other podcasters for a live 48-hour podcasting marathon June 25th through the 27th, right here on Pride 48.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You have downloaded episode 291. Today is Sunday, June 6th.
2010.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
This has been a long, long weekend.
I feel like I've been working. Like there was no break in service.
I know. But the great thing is, though, and what I like most, is we are the first ones to broadcast.
Oh, really? And we're live, too. So that's
live,
even
and we're the first show to broadcast of anybody that was there.
Awesome.
So we get to put our two cents
in. We get to put the truth out before all the lies. Let's see. There's one person, well, besides us three in this room, there's one person that was there at the dinner, Drusilla Blumey.
Mm-hmm.
It was good to meet him.
It was indeed.
Where's he from?
Well, he's probably still listening. It seems like he's from one of the Carolinas.
Oh,
or
Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I remember him saying, but I couldn't. I didn't know if it was Ohio or because there's a Columbia. No, that's Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
So we started off this weekend with the big podcaster and listener dinner.
Yes. You guys got there around 2:30, you said?
2 o'clock. We checked into the hotel and christened the room
and then
got dressed and headed over to the Gaylord Palms.
Well, do you want to tell them the story about me trying to find where
we're
staying?
Well, yeah. As we're waiting for Ricky to get over to the hotel, he calls me up. He's like, I can't... Where what room is this? I can't find it. Said we're in building 5, room blah blah blah.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I don't know.
I don't see a roundabout.
This guy's gonna make me pay for parking. I'm like, well, there wasn't any guy when I came in. He's like, well, I gotta be in the right place. I see the sign, Gaylord Palms. I'm like, that's not where we're staying. That's where we're having the dinner, dumbass. It's like, well, that's where my GPS told me to go. I'm like, well, the GPS is a dumbass, too.
And it, now that I think about it, it didn't tell me to go there because I turned it off as soon as I saw the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But even still, it still had me going the wrong way.
So I had to guide Ricky in the rest of the way to the correct hotel.
And I was going to be pissed, too, because I pulled into that parking lot and I was going to have to pay for 30 minutes of parking, but they didn't make me do it.
So, anyway, we all got ready and went over to Gaylord Palms.
Which is really nice. I was, like, surprised about how nice it was in there.
I already knew how nice it was since...
I just don't see the point in it, really. I mean, it's really nice, but it's kind of a waste of air conditioning to me. But.
No, but you can be outside, but be inside.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Tuscan villa.
It's kind of like the, what were those people that lived in the greenhouse out, like in Arizona or whatever? What was that project called where they lived in the big...
the biodome?
Yeah, the biodome.
The biodome.
I wonder if that's still going on.
Now starring Pauly Shore.
I wonder if that's still going on. Pauly Shore. Who's said his name in the last 10 years?
Probably not even him.
Pillows were fine. Even though one of my pillows did not have a pillowcase, I thought that was interesting.
So anyway, Hell, y'all are talking too much. I'm losing my train of thought. Shit.
Podcast dinner. No, we got there. You've lost it. Should we just stop?
No, it's really... I've lost it. So anyway, we get to the hotel, and I get there an hour early because I'm anal, and it was my deal and planning to put all this together. So I'm there and waiting on everybody, and it's 6:15 and nobody's there. 6:30 and nobody's there.
Julian's getting
6:45 nervous. 6:45 and nobody's there. I'm like, I know these faggots like to make an entrance, but goddamn. So finally, like 10 minutes till 7, I finally see a Guru Nudie come around the corner. Right. I'm like, finally, somebody I know. At least I won't have to pay for the whole thing. So everybody showed up right after that. And
yeah, and we had more than we thought, right?
Yeah, we had planned for 28 guests and ended up having, I think, 33 or 34. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right after we saw Guru Nudie, we're looking down and we see a person with a big crown hat on.
An inflatable crown and more glitter than any drag queen I have ever seen.
More glitter that was on Dorothy's high heel shoes.
And I've never met him before, but immediately I knew. I said, that is the Gravitas.
And it was.
And it was, yes.
It was so funny when he went up to that straight couple and said, would you like some glitter?
Well, yeah, he had this little...
glitter pump.
The little pump thing that pumped out spray glitter, and comes up, asks us all if we want glitter, and then walked up to some random straight couple and said, do you want glitter?
And they looked at him like he had lost it.
Gritter,
yeah. Would you like some sparkly glitter?
Dear God.
The dinner was fun. There was a big table. We were all seated together.
It was fabulous. There were actually two big tables. So we were separated by like a little 4-foot gap there, but it made it easier to get in and out.
Right. And I have a bunch of pictures that I want to put on the blog. If you go to podcastgaydays.blogspot.com, you can see a bunch of pictures where people have downloaded or uploaded pictures to the server.
Well, I'm only going to post my pictures to the Julian Facebook page. So if you're not a friend of Julian's,
you can't see
them. Then you don't get to see them.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. But the food was really good. What I did eat, it was good. I became too social and started talking.
Everybody
was everywhere.
Everybody's everywhere, but people kept coming up to me and saying, you know, how great it was and how much they appreciate it, especially Big Fatty.
Because they were afraid of you.
Big Fatty told me like 20 times, thank you for putting this together, and it's so good. And
he's the best. And at the end, they honored us with a banner that everybody signed.
He had a banner printed out with the 2010 Gay Days and had the logo of all the shows that were represented there, and everybody signed it. And
that's cool.
I have it on the kitchen table now.
You got a gift from a prize from Big Fatty, right?
I did. Big Fatty was giving out cards, and he said, everybody with the star on the back of their card, come up here. I have a gift for you. So he let you pick out your own gift. And I picked out a black book that was professionally labeled, I might add, Big Fatty's Book of Gentleman Callers.
Of course. Wasn't the real one, though, because it would be, like, thicker than that, probably.
Yeah, and the book would be bigger, too.
Right.
But
everyone, and then so we finished what, around 10? Yeah. Was that around when we finished?
But can I give a quick list of the people that were represented there?
No, yeah.
Okay, we of course had Big Fatty. We had Guru Nudie and Loverman. Mm-hmm. We had Tom and Terry from the Chicagos. Mm-hmm. We had Daniel Brewer.
Can I use that pen real quick?
No, you cannot use the pen. We had Haunt Cub. And his other half were there. Let's see. We had Taylor the Latte Boy and Babalu. Also had the one Miss Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
Mm-hmm.
Had me and Connor. Ricky and... well, Ricky.
My invisible guest.
We had Michael C. and Kevin B. from mm-hmm. QCast. We had, let's see, who else? Miss Wes Stone from the Live It Up podcast. We had Anthony, also known as Ant, mm-hmm. one of our listeners and Big Betty's.
Is he in California?
I think he is in California, yeah. We had Stephen Ryan from the Booty and the Beard podcast.
Yes, they showed up a little late.
But that's okay. They had a good time.
Yeah, they got to eat.
I finally got to really meet him and talk mm-hmm. to him for a little while, and they were really cool.
What did she say to you?
Oh, that I'm not nearly as scary in person. We had Drusilla Blomey. We had Mr. Larry Vader. We had the Turnip Head and the Short Buzz.
Mm, we sure did.
And we also had Used Christmas Card Rachel.
Yes.
Who I'm thinking it was her that came up to me and said I sounded much taller on the podcast.
I like her. I'm going to have to be her friend in real life, I think.
She thought I was joking when I took a picture of just her boobs.
Oh.
And then I turned the camera around and showed her. She's like, you really did take a picture of my boobs. I'm like, okay.
She's nice, and she has really pretty blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. And nice rack, too.
Mm-hmm. And she works at the same company I work at, too, just in a different building.
So, let's see. I'm sure I'm missing.
Is that everybody?
Oh, no, we had Steve. Did I say Stevie B and Warren?
No. Did you say Jay and Ron?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Haunt Cub and his other half.
Oh. Was that bad?
No, it wasn't bad, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you needed... No, if I wasn't supposed to say that.
You're repeating people, that's all.
Oh, okay. No, y'all both looked at me like, oh, God, you said his real name. I'm like, oh, I wasn't supposed to.
Well, this is like 10 minutes after you are like chiding us for... to not say people's real names. So.
Well, but the listeners, I don't know if they have... I mean, I know some listeners do, but some listeners don't.
Well, like Guru Nudie, I know he doesn't want
his real name
put out there. Right. So I would, of course, respect that and only refer to him as Guru Nudie.
Right. So after the dinner, Michael and Kevin invite people back to their house.
That's right.
And so Julian and Connor decided they didn't want to do that. So... No, probably because they were tired.
We were tired.
And you want to have sex or something.
And we wanted to have sex.
So I decided to go over, and a bunch of people showed up over there. We just had a few drinks and talked, laughed, mm-hmm. had a good time. And then came home, or I went back to the condo like at 1:30 or something like that. And then we got up to go to the Good Days, which was... hot as
well,
shit.
Of course, big at the dinner. Big Fatty was Big Fatty,
mm-hmm.
and Connor became an immediate fan of Big Fatty as soon as I had him listen to the show.
Uh-huh.
So he's telling Big Fatty how awesome he was at the dinner, and as we're about to leave, Connor's like, "Big Fatty, I just wanted to tell you that you're so awesome in person." And Big Fatty was holding the box that mm-hmm. he brought all our stuff in. He drops the box right on the floor, throws up his hands. He's like, "Oh, I just love you, honey."
I have to say, Big Fatty is like probably one of the nicest people I've met, mm-hmm. and he's very genuine,
mm-hmm.
and he appreciates a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Life. So he always, like, I don't think you could ever be in a bad mood around him.
No.
Probably unless you're in the same office that he farts in all the time.
Oh, my God.
That would probably put me in a bad mood.
You know, he makes me laugh on his show every day. So.
And now he has his own app. Everyone go over to the App Store and get the Big Fatty app, because if you purchase it...
all the donations go to keep Pride 48 up and running.
Right. So it's $1.99. I think they said $1.48 goes to the mm-hmm. Website. So... if you want to support him that way, you can, and you get like all kinds of shit on there, like his belches and his
burps. Oh yeah, a soundboard.
You get a soundboard.
Dear Gussie.
No. But pretty much, I think it's funny that he's become like the center of all the podcasts.
Well, he's the grandpa figure of all us podcasters. And
I'm sure he'll appreciate Grandpa.
He hounded me to no end about validating that goddamn parking.
I know, and he kept it right there at your plate.
He brought his parking stub over to me, laid it down on the table right in front of me. He's like, could you take care of this? I'm like, yes, I will.
And every 5 minutes he was up there, have you taken care of my parking yet?
Yes. And then at the end, well, I finally talked to a waiter, and they're like, well, just show your receipt to the parking attendant when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess he had paid, and Big Fatty's like, oh, I don't think they gave me a receipt. And then he ran, started trying to chase down a waiter to get a receipt. I'm like, oh, God.
He's definitely like the coupon grandma kind type of person, you know? You hear that? You hear that? You hear that? That's savings of $40, and I only spent two. but it was fun, like, talking with everybody. I didn't get to eat a lot because I was talking so much.
I have to say, with all the worrying and planning and headache I had putting together that dinner, it went flawlessly.
Right.
And I think everybody there had a great time and really enjoyed themselves, and I did too. I enjoyed, you know, hanging out with everybody there.
You were funny. You came over to me and you like whispered, you're like, Ricky, you do know that in the price of the meal, you can get a Coke, right?
Well, you're drinking Polk County Lemonade. And for you, those of you who do not know what Polk County Lemonade, it is water with lemon, and then you get a sugar packet, open it up, pour it in, and mix it up. That's Polk County Lemonade.
Minus the lemon and...
You had a lemon in your glass.
Or minus the sugar.
Yeah.
I was just drinking water
but
with
you
lemon.
But you could have got a beverage for free because it was already included in the price of your meal.
But you know what? I didn't even think about it until after you said something to me, and I was like, fuck it, I already had 4 glasses of water. Might as well just stick with it. So, whatever. I tried veal for the first time.
He didn't like it.
It will be the last time, too.
Oh, my God. They had one of the carving stations had honey... infused ham.
I did not get to taste that.
That was the best ham I have ever had.
Big Fatty goes, Ricky, did you get to taste the ham? And I was like, what ham? He was like, what? It was over at the carbon station. I was like, I didn't get to see it. All I saw was roast beef. He was like, there was ham. It was good.
You know he's not going to miss ham.
Right? Actually, I think there's a picture of him on the blog where his tongue is touching the countertop where the ham was.
Oh,
he's
dear
like,
God. Well, and I think that...
the picture.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that when we go into the theme park. But I think that's all pretty much all I can think of for the dinner.
That night.
But yeah, I had a great time with everybody.
And there was like no issues with people paying. Everything went smooth.
Nope, not a,
it was
not,
great.
No issues whatsoever. It was seamless.
I'm gonna say this right now, but it's gonna be hard for someone to top that next year. I think so.
Oh, I agree.
And it's like the dinners have grown each time we go to one.
Yeah, and well, I'm gonna say this right now, since Joan put together the 2010 dinner, somebody else can put together the 2011 dinner.
It's usually Florida people.
Well, that makes more sense, but it's time for a year off. Year off for me. Maybe the QCast boys can get on
that.
Yeah,
if they still do that.
Since Taylor did it last year.
Right. And
or
who did it the year before last? Oh, Ryan and them did.
Okay. But yeah. Ugh, so disgusting.
Ooh, salad. Excuse me. How long have we been recording?
19:30.
All right, you want to do a phone call?
Yeah.
Oh, we got two more phone calls. We got two more phone calls now? I cracked myself up.
At least you cracked somebody up.
Oh, womp, womp. Oh, I may have downloaded this one already from last week. Because we got it like right after we were finished recording. So let's see here.
Hey, are we Ricky, Julian, and Connor in the studio audience.
How about we play the plate?
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by Timex Watches. When you need one to lose up your anal cavity, try Timex watches. It takes a dickin' and keeps on ticking.
This is actually a fossil, but that'll work.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
That was on the fly. So.
If anyone questions what we always, you know, brought to you by, sponsored by, it's we just pick something up off the desk and use it. So yeah. We had a watch.
Sometimes it's funny when I do it, and sometimes it's funny when Ricky does it.
Yeah.
It depends on what we happen to pick up.
And how our day is gone.
Mm. Hey, Ricky, Julian, and Connor in the studio audience. This is Joe in Dallas just calling to say thank you for a wonderful, wonderful show because, you know, having to work on Memorial Day weekend kind of sucks, and this has been a welcome break from the hot mess that's going on downstairs. So I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. Hopefully Julian will be able to go ahead and get a shower before the next show so he doesn't stink up the room with his bleach smell, and hopefully Julian will allow Connor a little time to get a break and heal himself perfectly so that he won't suffer any more back problems at the hands of the bionic butt. Take care, have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy Gay Days.
Why, thank you, Joe.
Not the bionic butt.
It's funny because Connor's sitting right next to me right now and doesn't have on headphones, so he can't hear the calls. So he has no idea that Joe just said for me to let you heal and for you to be aware of the bionic butt. So, yeah.
Miss Kathy Bacon said on Twitter, she says, you're right about Big Fatty, and I'm rolling about the coupon. Too funny. I say $40 and only spent two.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling Joe. And Joe, next year, you have to make it to Gay Days.
Yeah, me and Connor discussed that he would be.
You have fun. To make it. And we're going to make a little shirt for you that says,
I'm maybe black, but I don't work here.
Right. If you'd like to send complaints to the Foul Monkeys, please do that at jcmarple@gmail.com. I may be black, but I don't work here. Road.
Oh, God. Oh,
that was hilarious. All right. I want to give some shout outs to some people real quick before we leave. How long we got?
Okay. Is this the Ryan Seacrest show?
Why?
We got 7 minutes. Go ahead. I'm just joking about the shout outs. Oh.
Well, this is interesting because I was telling people at the dinner, ever since I have told people that they can actually text message the local number,
right?
We've had like 6 or 7 people contact us through text message saying that they're new listeners.
Mm.
So 4 of them gave me their names. The other 3 people, I haven't discussed names yet. They were just saying there were new shows.
Right,
or
right.
But we have Anthony from San Antonio,
mm-hmm.
who used to live in Virginia, in a town next to where I was born.
So have you discussed whether you slept with some of the same people?
No, because he's younger and he lives in Texas now. So.
Oh, gotcha.
We have Julie and Dustin and Tiffany. They all contacted me through text messaging and they're all new listeners. And it's really weird that pretty much all the ones that I listened to, they've only listened for like a week or two.
Right, right.
So I think that's kind of cool that they're contacting us that way.
I love it.
I mean, I'll text message you back, so, you know.
Yeah, Ricky's always texting.
Yeah, always texting. We didn't get to the park. Are we going to do that on the next show?
We're
going to
do it on the next episode.
Oh, okay.
There's a method to
my... I was like, wow, that was really short.
There is a method to my madness.
Oh, okay. We have big news. Pride 48, our time slot is 9 to 11 on June 26th.
Uh-huh.
That's 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We will be having some special guests, but until those people let other people know about the special guest time slot, we're not going to discuss who it is.
Okay. That was going to be my next question, whether we were prepared to announce our special guests yet.
Not yet, because I need to make sure that it's actually going to happen first. It's because they have to do some double checking.
Excellent.
And also, I want to talk about Audioboo. Have you been seeing the stuff on Twitter about that?
No.
It's kind of like a Twitter, but it's audio. And what you do is you can record messages. You can do it on the iPhone, I think BlackBerry or Droid, whatever. But it's an app you can download online or on iTunes or wherever service you get your applications. And you can hook it to your Twitter account, and then you can put tags on it. So you could put like Foul Monkeys, Pride 48, you know, phone call or voice message. And what happens are people that subscribe to those tags, every time there's a new message that shows up, they'll be able to listen to it.
Oh, that's cool.
So I know a lot of podcasters are doing it, and a lot of listeners have been sending audio boos through Twitter.
So all the cool kids are doing it?
All the cool kids are doing it. So that means everyone else should do it, too. Mm,
right.
So I'll show you how to do it later.
Yeah.
If you're interested.
Yeah, you'll have to show me, because you know I'm technologically retarded.
Right. The only thing you know how to use is a Mustang and a lawnmower and a weed eater and a mop.
That's not really technical. I know the old technology.
Oh, and Connor's dick.
Yeah, I definitely know how to use that.
I looked over at Connor. He goes, my dick.
So I went outside at the dinner to smoke with the Turnip Head, Short Bus, and a couple other people.
Mm-hmm.
And Turnip Head said something about being racist. I said, you have nothing to worry about. As long as I'm here with you, you're never going to be the most racist person in the room. He's like, that's right, and I wore white tonight. I'm like, yes, but you wore black socks. And you know what that means. You're stepping on them. So,
that's, you're stepping on them.
That's extra racist right there.
Racist.
Gravita
said in a Twitter to me, he goes, I wanted you to speak to me in your angry bear voice. And I was like, why didn't you just ask me? He's like, I'm shy.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
I'm like, bitch, you ain't shy. You were asking everybody in the damn restaurant if they wanted glitter on them.
And then
which I ended up with glitter all over me.
Everybody ended up with glitter. It just carried across the room. He twit-picked so many guys from the park. That is unbelievable. Every 3 minutes, he was posting a picture of somebody's ass or their whole body or whatever.
I didn't take a lot of pictures at the park.
I mean, I had my camera, but I didn't take any.
Yeah. It's just
we took a couple of pictures in front of the Cinderella's castle and a few throughout. But most of the pictures I took was at the were at the dinner.
Mm. Yeah, me too. I think I have like 40 of them, so I'll be posting them later.
And again, if you want to view the pictures I took at the Gay Days Podcaster dinner, you will need to become my friend on Facebook. You can search for me under J.C. Marple or Julian Marple.
All right, so we good?
Let's see where we're at. Oh, I hate this.
Let it roll
this
around.
This thing has to roll, scroll up, and it says current track NA. Archive 2850.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Stop. Give us a call at 206-984-3685, or you can call or text message 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
And you can follow me at Twitter under Foul Monkeys and Facebook. We still need to do my thing for that.
Yeah, every time you go, it's like, also.
You can follow me on Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton.
Cool.
I guess that's it for episode 291. Can you believe it?
291. We're getting so close to 300.
I wonder if we should make our live, our Pride 48, 9 to 11, our 300th show. You think we could do that? We have 3 weeks.
I don't know. We can try.
We have 9 shows. We'd have to do 3 and three a week.
I know.
Or 8.
I just want to tell everybody in the chat room, do not go anywhere.
Do not.
Because we're still here until 4 p.m. Ethan.
We're still here. We're here. We're still queer.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the queer days, y'all. So don't go anywhere.
So this is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Have a great week. Bye.
Peace.